the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent conversation with Mark Johnson. Mark is a Darden alumnus from the class of 2013, and he is also Senior Executive Director for Global Affairs and Enterprise Initiatives. Mark and I recently caught up to talk a little bit more about the school's response to the global coronavirus pandemic, what Mark has learned over the past few weeks being so involved with UVA and Darden's management of the school's response, and much more. I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with Mark Johnson. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett.
Well, it's nice to have you back on the podcast. You were here, I guess, a few episodes back now to talk about all the global opportunities at Darden. Obviously, we've got you back here on the podcast under very different circumstances. First and foremost, how are you and your family doing at this time?
Yeah, thanks, Brett. I really appreciate that. I think, we've been adjusting to, working under lockdown, teleworking, trying to balance spending time together with making sure we get outside, get some fresh air with appropriate physical distancing, of course. But, just stay well and healthy. I think take advantage of the time together while working through sort of a stressful period.
Absolutely. And for our listeners who may be new to the podcast and didn't hear your previous episode, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what your role is at the Darden School.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. So I work in the Dean's Office of the Darden School. I do a few things. One is I oversee all of our global strategy and initiatives, so working across the organization on Darden as a global institution and what that means for our students, faculty, and other stakeholders. And then I also work on other kind of strategic projects that tend to cut across Darden for the Dean's Office. So I get to work with a lot of different colleagues on projects that are critical to the school and that tend to involve lots of different departments or groups in order to achieve our goals. I'm also a Darden grad, so I appreciate the chance to work at the school, be part of an institution with such a great mission.
Well, obviously, it's a special thing to work for a school that you attended, and I know that sort of personal connection to your work has got to mean a lot to you. One of the things that has been impressive to me over the past few weeks, and I don't think our listeners or prospective students know this too much, but we're going to learn about it more here on this podcast, is all the work that you're doing to help sort of keep the channels of communication open, to help manage the school's response to COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic and everything that's going on. I think we, as a staff member, we get an email from you every day that has all sorts of great resources and updates in it. And I can only imagine all the work that goes into that. What does your role look like right now from a day in, day out basis?
Yeah, thanks, Brett. I think it's been a big team effort, and we've been really fortunate, I think, at Darden to have such a great community of people and our faculty and staff who have really come together in some powerful ways in this time of crisis. As you mentioned, I've been leading our working group on COVID-19 for a couple of months now, almost, I guess. But that group really came together to, recognize the challenges that would come in this crisis, to work with our colleagues across the University of Virginia who were navigating this, and to both position Darden for the immediate needs and also for the future. We recognize that this global pandemic is something that's going to affect all organizations in an ongoing way. And we really wanted to make sure that we were able to, support our students and faculty and others through this, but also be prepared as we look to an uncertain future as best we can. I think day to day, what that has meant is working with a lot of different people across Darden. There are a lot of teams spread all across the organization doing everything from, making that transition to and now sustaining our virtual learning environment to planning for what comes next over the summer and the fall to, producing tons of great content by our faculty to help make sense of and understand what we can learn from this crisis. So, really the role of that working group is to help coordinate and share resources and, move the organization forward. And so what that means for me is I get the great opportunity to work with colleagues really all across the Darden enterprise as we think about what the COVID-19 pandemic means for the school and how we successfully move Darden forward so we can keep meeting our mission as successfully as possible in an uncertain and challenging environment.
Well, obviously that takes a lot of organization and kind of coordination and communication. I think of the things that are really important right now. It seems like communication and transparency and making sure that people, you know, are aware of what's going on. And credit to you and all of the people on the working groups at the university and at the Darden School, certainly from a standpoint. But I also think our admitted students have a good sense of where things stand. Before we get to talking a little bit more about that, I do want to ask you, obviously, you're someone who is always in a lot of things and working on a lot of different projects with many different stakeholders at the business school. Are there any experiences from that are helpful to you as you navigate this? Do you feel like you're drawing on an existing skill set, or, you know, is this truly, you know, sort of really sort of new and different experience for you?
Yeah, you know, I think we're always learning through what we're doing, right? So I think there's certainly some new challenges and dynamics to navigating through this crisis and through what comes through this global pandemic. I do think that you know, a lot of my work in the past, both on the global front and on some other initiatives, tended to really involve lots of different people across Darden, right? To be a global enterprise, that's something that touches basically everything that we do. And so I think having had that experience working with really all the different Darden departments and working with different leaders across the organization in the past, you know, my approach is really to think about how I can, you know, best serve and enable others to be successful as a leader. And I think that approach and mindset is what has really guided me through this. I also think that again, we're just fortunate to have such dedicated teams. You know, Darden is a very high purpose organization. We've got people who are really passionate about what we do and meeting the full potential of our mission. And I think that has equipped us well for where we are today, both in the immediate need and in, you know, thinking about what we need to do for Darden in the future. So I think in some ways that's prepared me. I would say on the communication and transparency, I did have some conversations with Lily Powell, who was my leadership communications professor back when I was a Darden MBA student. And hopefully some of those lessons stuck. Maybe that's part of what's translating through today and what we're doing.
I had the chance to catch up with Jim Dieter yesterday as part of a podcast recording. And I am so often reminded of the fact that in our school, there are people with real expertise on things that can be very helpful to us during these times. It's been great reading the Ideas to Action articles through this period. Lots of really good fodder there for people who are sort of thinking about leadership or communication or managing in the midst of everything that's going on. Some of our listeners may just be getting up to speed with where things stand at the University of Virginia. I'll note that we're recording this episode around mid-April or so. So Mark, as someone who's been intimately involved with Darden's response to COVID-19, as well as also part of the UVA conversations, just, you know, can you talk a little bit about the approach that the schools have taken to this, obviously UVA and Darden managing this crisis and what the approach has generally been?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first off, there's been just an incredible degree of collaboration and coordination at the very top leadership level. So our dean, Scott Beardsley, is in almost daily, but certainly very frequent communication with the other deans, with the president and the provost. I think there's been a very strong and unified approach to how the organization needs to navigate through this. Also, being sensitive to the fact that the university, like any large and complex organization, will have different needs. You know, Darden MBAs and architecture students and, you know, medical students all have, you know, different needs and challenges. And so I think both a unified and strong sort of central leadership approach and reflection and work with the deans on the different needs of stakeholders at the university has really guided the approach. And I think that, you know, Jim Ryan, who talks a lot about the importance of the university meeting its public mission and being both great and good as an institution, has really relied on those values to guide the response. So I think at the forefront of everyone's mind has always been the health and safety of our community, but also of the communities we interact with. And I think aware of our responsibility as leaders and as an organization to take those necessary steps, challenging as they may have been, to protect public health and to protect the institutional stakeholders, including, I should note, the University of Virginia, not just our educational program, but our health program. You know, we have a large medical center that really meets the needs of a lot of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the region. So I think that those have really been guiding principles and, you know, really led to some of the big moves, obviously the university moving all classes online, as well as, you know, following public health guidance from the governor and Commonwealth of Virginia in terms of, you know, moving to a fully teleworking environment for our faculty and staff, and transitioning the medical center to serve the needs of the broader public in this pandemic. I think we're fortunate that the UVA Health System was one of the first to develop its own in-house testing capability for COVID-19, and they've been deploying that here, but also with other hospitals around Virginia. And just, you know, seeing that the university has responded in those ways, I think has been really inspiring to see, even as it's challenging. So I think that it, at the core of it has been, how do we continue to meet our mission while ensuring the health and safety of our stakeholders and our communities around us? And so that has led to those big changes. I think the move online, especially for those students who are graduating, obviously not necessarily getting the chance to come back together just yet and celebrate, though the university is committed to hold graduation in the future when it's safe to do so. And, you know, making those transitions to how we teach and how we engage as a community that I think has generally gone very well, not just at Darden, but across the university. But those were some of the big moves. And I think going forward, the university and Darden will continue to be guided by how we can ensure the health and safety of everyone while, you know, again, meeting that educational mission and delivering the exceptional education experience we're known for.
You obviously have been very close to the way that school, you know, has responded to what's going on in the world. I'm curious why you think everything has gone as well as it has, or you know, obviously our impression from talking with students is that it's going extremely well and that faculty are doing a great job and students are really coming together. And but what do you think is sort of driving that? We obviously talk a lot about the community at Darden and all the people that make this place what it is, but I'm curious your thoughts as to what you think is behind the success of this transition.
Yeah, I do think it's a few things and some of the things you touched on. I think the people is at the heart of it. So I think the collaboration on the part of the faculty, the staff, everyone who has, you know, put in the extra hours to translate what Darden delivers into a virtual setting, you know, and pivoting in real time as things unfolded over the last several weeks. The plan that we started with is not the plan we ended on. And I think that willingness to be agile and to be open to changing with our sort of principles and values in mind has really guided it. I also think that, you know, just speaking to the Darden faculty, you know, they are a group that has always been deeply committed to students, both from an educational standpoint and also just, you know, caring deeply about their students and students' lives and being mentors and supports. And we hear that from our students and from our alumni. And I think that that means that even as we made the transition to a virtual setting, which is just harder, right? Harder to be connected, harder to stay in touch with people. In fact, our faculty have really done some amazing things inside and outside of the classroom. And some people may wonder, you know, how do you take a case classroom? How do you take a high discussion focused, high engagement classroom and move that online versus, for example, just recording a lecture? And I think when done well and done the way our faculty have done it, it's actually incredibly powerful. You know, we've learned in the last few weeks, as many have through using Zoom or other tools, that there can be great ways to have discussion and dialogue. There are other technologies and tools that we can deploy. It's not just, you know, everyone necessarily signs onto a Zoom room and all stays in the same room for the 80 minutes, but through breakouts and exercises and other ways that people can be engaged. We've really seen the faculty not just sort of take what they had for their class and move it online, but take what they had for their class and adapt and adjust and redesign it to make it work. And then by the same token, our students, I think our students have been incredibly receptive and open to experiment and to try this and to provide grace, you know, that's understanding the challenges that they're facing, as this is not quite how they planned their this quarter of their MBA program to go. They've also been very open to giving it their full commitment and to taking a leadership role. I look at what's happening with some virtual Darden Cup or, you know, Darden sections hosting coffee chats with their faculty, or, you know, hosting different sessions. And so everyone has really sort of embraced, I think, the best of Darden, which is how do we take this community and engagement with each other and make that work in a virtual setting. And I think that we've seen it working really well, not without its challenges and hurdles, but I think that thanks to everyone's real commitment and desire to build that Darden community and sustain it, we've been able to come through this in some pretty incredible ways that not everyone may have expected just a few weeks ago.
I think it's important that students have long been viewed as partners in this enterprise and have very much a voice in what happens at the school, what happens in the classes. And that seems to be particularly important at this time. I was struck in a conversation we were having with some of our admitted students last week that the students were saying that the faculty were regularly asking them for feedback on what's working, you know, what can we do better here? What would you like to do more of? These are obviously people who are incredible teachers, but I think you don't get to that place without being open to that conversation. And I was struck that that was going on now on a regular basis, not that it wasn't happening before, but perhaps intentionally so now, knowing that, you know, we're all collectively navigating in this new environment.
Yeah, I think that's a great observation. And you're really right that commitment of the faculty to creating that exceptional education experience and classroom, whether it's face-to-face or virtual, comes from that relationship with students, right? That they are seeking that feedback and that input. And especially through something like this, where we're all trying new things and navigating in new ways, a recognition that we need to be really attuned to what's working and what's not working for everybody as we seek to make this better. So you're right. I think that set of relationships that the Darden faculty have with the students that I think really is unique in some ways in higher education comes out in some really powerful and new ways when we make this kind of a transition to this setting.
That's a great point. Greg Fairchild was on here a couple weeks ago talking about teaching at Darden and noted that faculty don't take themselves too seriously and they also are accessible, you know, in ways that maybe may sound surprising to our prospective students. And obviously that looks very different in a time of social distancing. But if you have come to a place where the idea is that you're going to be accessible and open and, you know, you're going to be available to your students and you're drawn to that, I think that has a lot of implications, even in a virtual environment, for, you know, a faculty member's ability to engage and be connected to their students, where that probably has to be a little bit more of an intentional act. You probably have to be more deliberate about that. So Mark, I want to talk a little bit more about the working group, the coronavirus working group that is in place at the Darden School. Many of our listeners may not know too much about this group or who's on this group. And I recognize there are a lot of different people at the table, but just at a high level, can you give people a sense of who's in the room and maybe the kinds of conversations that you're having there and just what people are thinking about in the context of those meetings?
Yeah, so I think that the working group, our COVID-19 working group, is really reflective of what we see in kind of best practice in organizations in crisis management and in navigating through situations like this, which is that we've got a group of stakeholders in the room from obviously not every department and dimension, the group gets unworkable, but from, you know, a key set of departments and also able to represent different stakeholder groups, you know, so we've certainly got faculty and faculty leadership in the committee. We've got people who from our different functions in our degree programs, as well as some of the key areas like online learning, instructional design, technology. So really just trying to get the right people in the room. And again, not to necessarily problem solve everything. And it's also not a decision-making group, but it really is intended to share resources, share challenges, identify what might be coming over the horizon for the organization as a whole and also in specific areas. And then to share lessons and coordinate and make sure that we're, you know, deploying the Darden resources we need against different things over time. So, you know, those meetings look a lot like checking in with how things are going kind of in different parts of Darden, specifically as it relates to our response to the pandemic. And then, you know, seeing where people have opportunities for improvement or things that we could be doing differently or where people need resources. So that's really the role of that group, is to kind of help to foster those cross-garden conversations focused on the areas where we're really responding most in real time. And, you know, in the early days, there was obviously more focus on the immediate needs and kind of deploying resources to make the transition to the virtual classroom, or, you know, respond in real time as we were making decisions based on the latest public health guidance. And now taking a little bit longer range view as we work with the different teams around Darden that are planning for different scenarios ahead, and make sure that we're, you know, both looking at and addressing the challenges that come through this, but also looking for the opportunities to strengthen the institution and move forward. So that's really what the working group does. Obviously, everyone on the team and in different teams has a lot going on to carry Darden through this. But we serve as a body that helps to just coordinate and collaborate across that and make sure that we're also trying to look ahead for where Darden needs to be going.
Thank you for that. You know, I know that takes a lot of time and energy to get that sort of those meetings together and to keep sort of thinking about sort of immediate needs as well as what lies ahead or what could lie ahead. We obviously have a pretty diverse listener set here for the podcast. We have prospective students as well as incoming admitted students typically at this point in the year. And I wonder what you might share with our students in our class of 2022 who decided to accept their offer or planning to start at Darden. What might you share with them just about where things stand and how things are going here?
Yeah. So for the class of 2022, I would just say, you know, they are a group, a part of the Darden community who have been front and center on our mind as we think about what's next for Darden and the University of Virginia. Obviously, a lot of questions we know from our incoming students about what their experience may look like when they start at Darden this year. And so we've been trying to communicate as much as we can and as quickly as we can as we know it. You know, right now we're planning to start in the fall and to kick off the class of 2022 as scheduled. Obviously, we know there may be some constraints on that, and we will only do that, you know, kind of in accordance with the best public health guidelines and the university guidance that we receive. As we said earlier, the number one priority obviously has to be ensuring everyone's safety and well-being, but also meet our educational mission. And so for the class of 2022, I would say we have valued the questions we've gotten in from them, as well as ideas, and in the spirit of that Darden community, I think very focused right now on, you know, how we prepare for their arrival to be that high impact Darden experience that we know attracted them to the school in the first place, and also to remain committed to sharing what we know as we know it, you know, aware that it's an uncertain time, but wanting to be able to, you know, provide as much certainty and information as we can, as quickly as we can, as they prepare to make that transition to coming back to school.
And this is also a time where we have some candidates who are, you know, navigating our round three deadline or just beginning their MBA research process. It's somewhat similar to the last question, but just wonder if you might share any thoughts that you have with people who are just beginning that journey and sort of thinking about, should I apply this year? Should I wait? Any suggestions you might have for them as a Darden alumnus?
Yeah, I think, you know, I would just reaffirm the things we talk with prospective students about in terms of what makes Darden special. As we've been talking about today, I think that the commitment of our faculty, the really high engagement classroom, which we've been doing in the last few weeks online, but we normally do face-to-face, and, you know, the really transformational education experience that we provide. But I would just say that those things have really come out in some new and powerful ways through the crisis. I would also say that, you know, in some ways, while it's an uncertain time, we also know that in times of uncertainty, increasing your options can be a valuable thing. And so pursuing an MBA right now certainly will equip you with new ways of thinking, new skill sets, help you to kind of pursue your dreams. And in some ways, in times of uncertainty, is a good time to make that investment in yourself and in your future. So I do think, just from my own perspective, it's a good time to be thinking about how could an MBA fit into your journey over the next 2 or 3 years. and where you want to go next, even as we know the world will remain uncertain through this period. That investment in your MBA and education will only increase your options and flexibility in a time of uncertainty.
That's such a good point. And you think about sort of the expansion of opportunity that comes with having an MBA, just the kinds of jobs one can aspire to and potentially be competitive for. And again, to your point, the training and how you think about the world and sort of business opportunities or problems just obviously expands. And you have 2 years to sort of hone that craft. And obviously it's a craft that you'll continue to hone post-graduation because of the nature of the way that students learn and sort of are encouraged to think about things here at Darden. So population that we've been thinking about, though, and talking about at Darden for the past few weeks, certainly with everything that's going on in the world, are international students. And there are obviously some unique challenges in that space right now, just given the current visa situation, the travel restrictions. Mark, is there anything that you would want to share for international students who are either in our class of 2022 or thinking possibly about applying in our sort of extended round three deadline? Any updates that you might have for them?
Yeah, so we absolutely want our international students to be joining the class of 2022. I think we're proud to have students who come from all over the world to study at Darden. We know that adds a lot to our community and that those students go on to do really great things post their Darden MBA. We also recognize that for international students in a time of just global travel uncertainty and uncertainties around visa requirements and entry requirements, that there's a higher level of anxiety around that. And what I would say is we're really committed to that group of students. We're committed to them being able to start at Darden. We're working hard now to see how we can resolve some of those issues. And, you know, if a student isn't able to enter the country by a certain point, you know, we're working through what some alternatives might be. So for our international students, I would say, you know, those who are already admitted, we're working hard to allow them to get started and be part of the Darden community. And those who are thinking about applying, I would encourage them to continue to do that. And I think in the coming days and weeks, we'll just have more and more information about what some potential paths look like, paths that we hope will be really appealing because we want our international students to be a part of this community. They are a part of this community. And so while we navigate some of these global uncertainties around travel that have been heightened because of the global pandemic, this is something that we're working really hard to solve for so that those students can come and join and start their MBA journey as they hope as well.
Absolutely. And obviously such valued members of our community and sort of a macro systemic issue that's going on right now with the sort of visa situation and travel restrictions. Obviously all universities, colleges are in the same place. But I so appreciate that your thoughtfulness around what these students bring to our community. Particularly, I think you probably have one of the more interesting exposures to sort of Darden's reach around the globe because of your work with the Center for Global Initiatives. I know it's hard to think about global travel right now, but do you want to talk just a little bit about what CGI is and the kind of experiences that group helps foster here at the school?
Yeah, so the Center for Global Initiatives is really an engine and a hub for the global efforts of Darden. A big part of that matters for our students is the global experiences that they get to have as part of the MBA program. Obviously, part of that's what happens in Charlottesville and learning from faculty and fellow students, but also the ability to go and learn in other parts of the world. And as you said, obviously, a lot of uncertainty these days around global travel and where people can be when. But even with that, we are working right now and, you know, for the class that shows up in August and for our, you know, rising class of 2021, when they return from their internships, you know, we hope to have a lot more guidance on what kinds of global opportunities we'll be able to provide. I think that the world will have changed a lot by this fall. And while we know that the impact of the pandemic will be ongoing for some time, we also know that different countries and different organizations are investing a lot in technology and accelerating our ability to respond and trying to create new avenues, obviously, as as we think about what it means to protect health and well-being while also trying to reopen some of these key economic and commercial activities. And so we're hopeful that, you know, for the class that will start and for the class that's going to graduate next year, we will, with health and safety in mind, be able to provide some of those additional global learning opportunities, but also just staying connected with our Darden alumni who are all over the globe, you know, doing incredible things and adding real value to the overall Darden network by being engaged and working out in different parts of the world.
We've obviously covered a lot of ground here, Mark. So appreciative of your taking the time and during what's obviously a really exceptionally busy time for you. I wonder, as sort of a final thought question, are there any things that you've learned over these past few weeks or any key takeaways for you as you reflect upon, you know, obviously it feels like a much longer period of time in many ways, but I guess it's been about a month since we've been teleworking here at UVA, Darden, roughly speaking, and obviously it feels like a lot has happened in that time. I wonder what your key takeaways might be.
Yeah, I think a few things stand out and we've kept coming back to it, but I think that one of the key lessons for me is really just about people, right? And maybe even especially in a time when it's harder to be connected because we can't be physically present with each other. I think that, you know, learning from the power of team and the power of people who are really committed to an institution's values and goals can achieve some incredible things. And so I think seeing what is possible when you have a group of not just hardworking, but highly motivated individuals and teams who really believe in what you're trying to do. That for organizational leaders, creating a shared sense of vision and purpose and mission is always important, but especially in a time of crisis, a high purpose organization can do some really amazing things. And I think also just that importance of collaboration, you know, people's willingness to lower ego and to kind of be willing to work across boundaries that normally maybe would have existed to solve for common problems. So I think that really at the core of it, it's all about people. And I also think that just a willingness to learn and be agile, that, you know, the need to you know, make plans and be thoughtful and strategic about what may come, but also not to fall in love with those plans and to be willing to turn and change as conditions evolve is really essential for any organization, I think, trying to navigate through a crisis. And I would just say personally, I think for myself, but for other leaders who are navigating through something like this, or just for individuals being focused on taking care of yourself as well, you know, getting the energy you need, taking the opportunity to recharge and to stay well and healthy so that that you can kind of give your all when you need to for an organization. So I really think that, you know, to me, it all comes back to the people, and I've just consider myself so fortunate to be working with such great teams and in such an organization that does have such a strong sense of purpose and mission. That can enable people to do some really incredible things in a time of crisis.
Well, Mark, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. And thank you for everything that you're doing on behalf of the school. You know, so appreciate your time today during what's a really busy time for you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to talk with you, Brett. And hope that you and everyone listening stays well and stays healthy.
And that was my interview with Mark Johnson, Senior Executive Director for Global Affairs and Enterprise Initiatives here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. And until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.